There is no denying that the festival's grown a bit since its start. The first Merlefest, which was held in 1988, attracted just 4,000 fans who gathered to watch Merle's friend jamming on a few flatbed trucks. Today, Merlefest lasts for 4 days with more than 100 performers playing on 15 stages. This is not a festival that easily falls into any one musical category. At any given time, you can find a stage with bluegrass, folk, gospel, blues, country, Celtic, and jazz being played. The Saturday night headliner this year was Elvis Costello, who performed with a band that included Merlefest stalwarts Jerry Douglas, Stuart Duncan, and Jim Lauderdale.
If you were my life's
the decision to offer such a varied lineup at Merlefest was a wise one. Attendance over the festival's 4 days exceeded 76,000. Last year, the estimated regional economic impact was over $12.8 million. Merlefest is held on the campus of Wilkes Community College, and some of the revenue stays at the college, providing scholarships or going toward the construction of new classrooms. Festival director Ted Hageman explains how Merlefest helps the local community, too.
So many people in our community count on the festival. For instance, all of our food vending is done by nonprofits, churches, schools, community organizations. They count on this festival to kind of provide funding for all the projects they do throughout the year. And a good example is like our shuttle service here is provided by Boy Scouts. From that, they were able to take money and send scouts all over the world.
Even with a lineup that included fan favorites like Sam Bush, Steve Martin, Taj Mahal, and the Avett Brothers, it is the chance to see the legendary Doc Watson in action that has always been Merlefest's biggest attraction. This year, the 87-year-old guitar wizard performed 6 times, including a bluegrass set, a reunion with Merle's band Frosty Morn, and a rockabilly set, affectionately known as Dockabilly. What does that sound like? Well, here is a version of Working Man's Blues, recorded during the 2008 festival.
Well, it's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Oh, Lord, I've been a working man dang near all of my life. And I keep on working as long as these old hands are fit to you. I'll go home tired in the evening, sing a little bit of these words.
This year, Dockabilly included an added treat. Musician Matt Glazer, who is also artistic director of the American Roots Music Program at the Berklee College of Music, was on hand to award Doc Watson an honorary degree.
Doc told an interviewer once, whether I'm playing for myself or for an enthusiastic audience, I can get the same emotions I had when Dad got me that first guitar. A true entertainer, I think, doesn't ever lose that feeling. And so, for sharing that feeling with the entire world and for his astonishing contributions to American music, we proudly present Doc Watson with the Honorary Doctorate of Music degree from Berklee College of Music.
When I was determined to earn a living for a darling wife and 2 children, the music business was awful slow during the folk revival, but I stuck with it. And it's a wonder I didn't get so homesick I'd go home from New York City, but I didn't. I decided I'd better stick it out and see if I could get started. I'm thankful that when I came into this world, the good Lord gave me the talent that I have to learn and to love music.
Plans for Merlefest 2011 are already underway. You can get information by visiting merlefest.org. That's also where you can find out about the festivallink.net releases of live sets by Merlefest performers, including this version of Bonaparte's Retreat. It features Doc Watson with Sam Bush, John Cowan, and T. Michael Coleman alongside a few other friends. I'm Catherine Cole.